Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Today is the second Sunday of the Great Lent, and it's known as the Sunday of Temptations, because as we heard in the Gospel, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, after he was baptized in the Jordan River, fasted for us 40 days, and was then led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And as we complete the second week of fasting and are a quarter of the way through this wonderful season, a season filled with blessings, with daily liturgies, with prophecies, and with the joy of repentance, as we complete the second week of fasting, the church is reminding us, comforting us, and reassuring us that the same temptations that we struggle with on a daily basis, these same temptations have been overcome by our Lord Jesus on our behalf, so that we too can be victorious over the temptations through our Lord. And it turns out that the devil has used three common temptations to trick thousands, millions, perhaps billions of humans throughout the ages. And the devil continues these three temptations with us today, as he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. And he tried the same temptations on our Lord Jesus, as we heard in today's Gospel and in the morning Gospel and in Vespers Gospel. What are these temptations, and how can we avoid falling into them? St. John in his second epistle mentions the three: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We'll quickly see how Adam and Eve were tricked by these three, and how our Lord Jesus, the second Adam, overcame these temptations and gave us the means to also be victorious. First, with Adam and Eve, the devil tried to trick them, and he indeed tricked them to eat of the forbidden fruit. And in eating what was not allowed, they fulfilled the lust of the flesh. We also read that Eve beheld the tree was pleasant to the eyes, and fell into the lust of the eyes, and of course they disobeyed God and were tricked by the devil to think that they would become like God, and so fell into pride of life. So the three temptations that the devil uses, the three are the lust of the flesh, which we can also call temporary pleasures. But we often, out of politeness, try to use hidden words like just having fun or a good time, instead of saying them for what they are: lusts and temporary pleasures. The second being the pride of life, which is when I concentrate on myself, my ego, and my pride. And the third is the lust of the eyes, which can refer to a dependence on earthly riches or possessions. So we can remember the three traps. In English, they all start with P: pleasures, pride, and possessions. And ever since the first Adam, the devil has tricked mankind with all those three: pleasures, pride, and possessions. But as we heard in the Gospel, when the devil tried to trick the second Adam, our Lord, by the same three tricks, the Lord was victorious over the devil's traps. And we will see why. The Lord, of course, did not fall. More importantly for us to apply to our lives, we'll see how the Lord teaches us to avoid falling into these common tricks. First, though, it's important to realize that it is not only sinners who fall into these tricks. Many righteous people have been tricked, and although it would be great to say, "I'll never be tricked," realistically, we all fall at different times. And when we fall, we have to realize that we have been tricked. We have to get up, repent, make the U-turn, and take care next time not to fall into the same trap again. And of course, it's fitting that we are in the season of repentance, so if we've been delaying any repentance, now is the opportune time. And many people have been tricked, so that in order to help us in our journey and in our struggles, the Lord has prescribed special medicine to protect us from each of the three tricks. And we must take our medicine and must take it seriously, or we'll keep falling into the same traps again and again and again. If I'm sick with high cholesterol that can lead to a heart stroke and my doctor prescribes medication, if I refuse to take the Lipitor and come back a few months later in worse shape, who can I blame for my worsened condition? Similarly with our spiritual medicine, when the good doctor prescribes it and our blessed fathers tell us and encourage us to take it, we must take it seriously to avoid our spiritual condition deteriorating and becoming worse and worse. Before we talk about the medicine, let's talk about one righteous man, King David. Was King David ever tricked by the devil? Yes, even King David, who was a man after God's own heart, even King David was tricked. How was this great prophet, how was this great king tricked by the devil? Well, it turns out that David throughout his life used to take his daily dosage of special medicine, which kept him healthy spiritually. But for a brief period of time, David stopped taking the medicine and the devil attacked and David fell. David was very active, always going to war with his army against the enemies of Israel, the enemies of God. David was very active spiritually in his deep prayers. This same David took a break from his active life of fasting and prayer and service, and the devil found the opportunity to attack. We all know the story when David went up on his rooftop to take a break while his men of war were out serving at war. David went up on the rooftop not to pray, but to relax, perhaps to survey his possessions, his kingdom from on high. And as we all know, he saw his neighbor's wife, lusted after her, and fell into one sin after another, adultery, murder, many lies. And what led to this downward spiral, O King David? David stopped his medicine for a short while, and the devil attacked, and David fell. When David took a break from the medicine of prayer, when David stopped the medicine of service, the devil could easily make him fall. And now if we move forward in time from King David's time to the Lord's, when we heard in the gospel reading, the Lord, of course, is not in need of any medicine for himself. But even our Lord took the medicine to show us how to defeat the devil. And as you know, the Lord was fasting, the Lord was praying, the Lord was serving. And as we will see, fasting is a very effective medicine that fights against the lust of the flesh or the pleasures of the body. Also, prayer is a very effective medicine that fights against my pride. And service is a very important medicine to fight against dependence on earthly possessions. Fasting fights pleasures, prayer fights pride, service fights against possession. And let's quickly review how the Lord's medicine can help us deal with the three temptations. With our Lord, the devil tempted him with the first trick of pleasures or fulfilling the lusts of the flesh when the devil asked the Lord, "Turn the stone into bread to eat." Being hungry, the Lord would have had a natural need for food. But even in his hunger, the Lord exercises self-control over his body, refusing to fall for the devil's trick. So it's important to realize that the devil's trick of lust can be conquered through the Lord if we train our bodies through fasting and are granted the gift of self-control. But as we know, fasting is not dietary fasting only. We must fast also with our eyes controlling what we watch. We must fast with our ears controlling what we listen to. We must fast with our thoughts, with our hearts, with our time, controlling how we spend our time. Also, if we limit our bodily food, our bodily pleasures, we must also fill up on spiritual foods. As Abuna told us last night, if I empty my heart of all sins and I get to the level where I even hate sin, and I do not commit sin, but I do not fill my heart instead with spiritual virtues, then the devil will find a way to come and fill my heart if I leave it empty. Back to the Lord, the devil attempted to trick him again the second time to say, show the world how great you are by throwing yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple and show off how the angels would catch you. But it turns out that the Lord has no need to show off because he is meek and lowly of heart. And in fact, the Lord wants us to learn humility and has given us the second medication of prayer, because as we pray, we come closer and closer to God and realize how much we need God, how great God is, how awesome the Lord is, how merciful and loving He is. And so prayer fights pride, grants us humility. And the third time, the devil attempted to trick him and dared to offer to the Lord earthly riches, earthly kingdoms, earthly possessions. And of course, the Lord has no need of earthly riches. And our Lord teaches us to serve and do good deeds, serve one another, serve those in need, serve in our homes, our communities, in our church. And we have to take this seriously. We don't need to ask permission to serve. We have opportunities all around us, and we don't need to look far. And when we say serve, it may sound like a big word, but of course we need to start in our homes. We have responsibilities to our spouses, parents, brothers and sisters. My dad asked me to wash the dishes or help with laundry. Do I do it willingly? Remember that God loves a cheerful giver. And if you serve at home, we can then serve in the church and abroad, but can't neglect our duties in our own homes. When you give, you are actually receiving riches in heaven and receiving an important medicine that will lead you to eternal life. So in this Lenten season, when we are all called to turn back to God to offer true repentance, in order for our repentance to be effective, we must take the three medicines. We need to fast to gain self-control over the desires of the body. We need to pray to gain humility and overcome pride. We need to serve to gain heavenly riches, overcoming the dependence on earthly possessions. And unlike the medicine of the world, which can be bitter, the medicine of the Lord is sweet and becomes sweeter over time. Taste and see, and if you don't find it sweet initially, don't give up, but train your spiritual taste buds over time. And finally, the last verse of today's gospel tells us that after the Lord was victorious over the tricks of the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. And when we follow our Lord's footsteps, the angels will also come and work with us to the glory of his holy name. May the Lord accept our fasting, prayer, and service to the glory of his holy name. Amen.